Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We begin hour two with Sioux Falls business owner Terry Katzenberger. Terry is on a mission to revive the recently closed Brennan Rock and Roll Academy. The academy shuttered its doors soon after a voter-approved ballot measure placed limits on the payday lending industry. The organization was previously owned and operated by Chuck Brennan, founder of Dollar Loan Center. But we're looking at a new name, new location, new everything. So Terry Katzenberger on the line from Sioux Falls. Welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're very interested in what you've sort of discovered in the early days of after the Rock and Roll Academy closed. Let's first talk about what that organization was and why you're interested in it staying open in the first place.
Sure. The organization was like a youth organization. It was a program where the youth of our community, surrounding area, could go for free music lessons, and it teaches or taught the fundamentals of rock and roll music. So it was also open to the Boys and Girls Club kids, and so all the children in the Sioux Falls area could go there and receive the free music lessons.
And what was your association with the organization? Did you have a personal connection, or were you just compelled by the story of it?
I had a personal connection, and also it was an organization that I truly believed in. It just was something that's been dear to my heart. I had been a youth leader for teenagers for about 6 years, and so I've always had a passion and a place in my heart for the youth of our community and the surrounding area. So it's just something that I truly, truly believed in and thought it was just so fitting for our city.
What do you love about sort of the energy within, you know, the building when kids were there getting their lessons? What do you think was special or unique about that?
Well, I always described it, I had the opportunity to be in the building even before it had opened. So when they did their first ribbon cutting, things like that, it was still dirt floor in there as it was going to be being transformed into the Rock and Roll Academy. And so what I always felt, there was a spirit in there. And so every time I would go in there, even after it had opened into the academy, I would just be so overwhelmingly moved by the spirit. And as time went by and then the doors closed and that spirit was still there, it's the spirit of the youth and a spirit of music that just fills that place.
What are some of the challenges of reopening it or sort of reimagining, recreating that experience in a new form?
Well, I think that when it came about that I would do this, a sense of peace fell upon me. So it was something that's always been very comforting for me. I have no concerns or no worries over it. The only challenge, if there were to be one, is now finding that location that's just a perfect fit for the youth organization.
The current location, is that not available?
The current location, that was my primary goal, was to find the investors who saw the value in purchasing that building.
Sure.
And therefore, in doing so, as time went on and I, was learning more and just the whole process of it all, I really had to put into consideration attracting the investors who saw the value in purchasing that building. Of course, they would want a return on their money because that's how that works. And I had to prepare myself that maybe the return on the money might be $8,000 a month, $9,000 a month. And would the academy be able to take on that rent?
Sure.
And so once I began really weighing out things like that, what was best for the youth organization, best for the community, best for the youth, that's where I made the decision just to kind of step away from the current location and start seeking out a different location and property where maybe the lease is $3,000 a month. You know, and that's just for example.
Sure.
If we can reduce the overhead, or my mission is, when we reduce that, the operating costs, we'll be able to serve far more kids in the community, the surrounding area. I would rather not have maybe that be a burden for our organization where we're maybe stressed over how to pay the bills.
Right. That's always a good thing, right?
I've been there, done that. So, yeah, that was really important to me that we didn't start off that way.
Let's go back to what you said about a sense of peace falling over you. And take me back to that moment when you were contemplating your own involvement in what would happen next in this story.
I remember it like it was yesterday. So December 8th, the announcement came out, you know, where it would close. I reached out to certain individuals that were, you know, the founders of the current academy, just to let them know I was thinking about them. Heard from a couple of the instructors at the academy, wondering if I had heard the news. I wasn't able to drop what I was doing and go because I had a Christmas party for my clients that I was putting together, and I had to be there. So later in the evening, I had a couple other acquaintances and instructors still reach out to me. So we were talking about it. One had put in my ear that maybe I should take it over, and we were just texting, you know, and I chuckled and thought, yeah, yeah. And the person would greatly support me. So I said, why don't you take it over? I'll support you. Anyway, as time went on, you know, and I just kind of kept thinking about it, but I woke up that morning. I get up about 4:20 a.m., went in my bathroom, and 4:23, I'm looking in the mirror, and that's when, you know, the Holy Spirit is saying, you're the one. You're the one to take this over. And I stood there looking in the mirror and thought, huh, yep, that I am the one. And that peace fell upon me, and, you know, the Holy Spirit said again that you're the one to be doing this. And so then I've never have doubted it from that moment on. December 9th is when it was, 4:23 a.m. Just have never had any doubts, no worries, no concerns, because I do know in my heart what my background is. I have a community enrichment ministry, so I've been serving our community for many, many, many years. And I knew in my heart and soul then that I was the one to see this through. Whether it was keeping those doors open or reopening the doors, I knew that I'd be the one to see it through and have it be something just amazing and even bigger. And I don't want to say better because it was phenomenal, a phenomenal place, but just a really, the vision I have is huge for what it can be.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Terry Katzenberger. She's a Sioux Falls business owner, talking about the Rock and Roll Academy that closed in December and how to reimagine that and bring the energy of it and the spirit of it back to kids who got free rock and roll music lessons there. And Terry, I have to ask you, why in the world do you get up at 4:20 in the morning?
I have to. I run and manage a fitness club called Wealthy Fitness After 50, and I do have my own business in lifestyle wellness, nutrition, and weight management also. And so I open at 6.
All right.
So I need to allow a little wake up time, my coffee time.
So what experience, have you ever had an experience like this before that sort of, you know, informs you now that this is going to be okay? This is something that the support will come and you're capable of doing it?
I knew I was capable. Otherwise, I would not have. And, you know, I'll be honest, because those that know me and don't know me will now know that I have no musical experience whatsoever. I can play a clarinet, an oboe, and a bass clarinet. But, the experience I have, or what I can bring to it, is I've got a huge background in community outreach. And then the background with youth organization. And so being able to head it up that way with, the support that has come in, I almost forgot your question. The support that has come in has been just amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, let's
amazing.
Talk about that. Where has the support come from that is surprised and delighted
oh,
you?
Oh, my. The support from day one, when I spoke with the founder December 9th that evening, I had let him know that just let me put a little blurb out on Facebook of who wants to take it over, who stepped up to see this thing through, because I knew that when people, those that do know me or follow me on social media, they would think it was fitting that, oh, yes, mm-hmm. of course she would be the one. From that night on, it was just a little, maybe a three-sentence thing. The overwhelming response from parents of the academy, some of the teenagers, the instructors, people I know and don't know, it was, I mean, my Facebook and social media just blew up with mm-hmm. messages, private messages, encouragement. People from the community that maybe they weren't directly involved with the academy, but are seeing and hearing of me wanting to do this, stepped forward. Mm. It's just been, that's where also it, the journey has only been, what, about 65 days now since it closed.
Right.
But the journey, everything, as the days go on and time goes by, the minutes go by, it just keeps getting validated of why I have no concerns, no worries, no doubts. You know, the instructors are still willing and wanting to be part of it. The youth are still completely hooked up. And,
right.
you know, the parents, it's just going, it's amazing the support to keep it yeah. going. Anything that they can do to help, you know, the encouragement. Once the doors do open and we find the property, if there's anything that needs to be done, the amazing support we have. And I say we, because I do have a planning team, that the amazing support we have, that, you know, we will have nothing to worry about, even come when the doors do open.
What's your goal for that? How long do you think the process could
take? Oh, yikes. You know, I've got huge goals.
Right? Well, lay them out there. Why not, right?
Yeah, hey, how much time do we have? my goal actually was going to be either March 1st or April. I had been meeting with a property owner for several weeks. And so the planning committee, we had been in and out of the property giving tours. So they all gave the thumbs up. And the property owner was just decided that he would be a little challenging in the end when we thought we were meeting with him to seal the deal, according to his terms. And
right.
so instead of pushing him to be wanting that, in the end of it all, we decided to step away and felt in our heart that probably isn't the fit for us then. So that's been the only biggest challenge. So now we are currently looking at properties, searching for properties. I would like one that has a little bit of land so that we can do outdoor community outreaches, outdoor concerts, outdoor youth events, youth outreaches. And mm-hmm. so I'm really wanting to find just a unique location that still is somewhat central. I mean, still somewhat where people are able to find it easily. And just really have it be a fit for the, the big picture I have for the academy.
Well, we appreciate you helping us see behind the scenes as it all gets laid out. Terry Katzenberger has been my guest. Terry, how can folks get involved if they want to?
They can. We have, through Witware Company, we have a webpage set up with them where... they designed what I call my signature coffee mug, and it has our brand new logo on it. So that John Ashlock is the owner of Witware. He designed that for me, and his company is doing a fundraiser to help with startup costs. So that's a way people can, you know, order the coffee mug, and most of the proceeds comes back to the academy, you know, to help us with our startup. Academy of Rock and Roll School of Dreams. That's our new business name.
Academy of Rock and Roll School of Dreams. Terry Kassenberger,
yes.
Thanks so much.
Woo-hoo.
We appreciate your time. Come back with an update.
Thank you. I appreciate it.